This is KUT. Remember Prop 1 in May? It's hard to forget. Austin voters decided on local regulations for ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft. That ordinance, just like the vote on a 10-1 revamp of the city council, was initiated by citizen petition. And now state lawmakers are considering whether they should amend that process. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
State lawmakers on the House Elections Committee began hearing testimony Thursday on possible changes to how local petitions and bond elections are run. One focus, make it easier for citizens to understand and successfully use the process. In other words, help groups avoid turning in thousands of invalid petition signatures. Like earlier this year, when a local PAC tried to recall Councilmember Ann Kitchen, but forgot to notarize the petition. Denton State Representative Pat Phelan envisioned ideally how cities would present information on local petitions.
In a perfect world, the drop-down menu, an example of a successful petition done correctly, because that's something that really helped go on, and then maybe even a troubleshooting form, the things that you have seen or your staff that, hey, we rejected past petitions because of these things.
Phelan said it wouldn't be right for the state to pass a law requiring this, but lawmakers could talk to their local city councils about putting these resources online. Lawmakers also heard from Andy Taylor, a Houston election lawyer. His testimony sure seemed like it was focused on Austin's May Prop 1 vote. If you remember, there was some controversy over the ballot language. A council member ended up suing the city over it, saying voters were misled into thinking it was bad to vote for Prop 1 or in favor of Uber and Lyft. Taylor told lawmakers maybe a city shouldn't have the power to write the language on a petition ballot.
And we all know that when you make an election decision in 30 seconds and you're there at the ballot box and you may not know anything about the issue, you're going to make a judgment very quickly based on that language.
Lawmakers also batted around the idea of limiting municipal elections to November and doing away with a local election date in May. Houston Representative Mike Schofield likes that idea.
In order for an election to really be a valid expression of the voters of the area, it needs to be held when people know about it and intend to vote. And I think the November elections is when that happens.
The committee will file a report on this and several other election topics later this year. Some of these recommendations become bills in the 2017 legislative session. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.